makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It is Monday, June 8th. Well, the Texans have the day off, but there are several players milling about Reliant Stadium getting in some workouts before OTAs begin again on Tuesday. Yes, one of those players is tight end Joel Dreesen. Joel Dreesen is part of a tight end group that has become pretty crowded, and that's because the Texans drafted two tight ends this year. Those tight ends are Anthony Hill, more of a blocking tight end, and James Casey out of Rice, who's kind of a do-it-all guy. So we stopped Joel to talk to him sort of about how he feels, how he's going to fit into the Texans' offense next season, and about that competition heating up at his position. Hi, Texans fans. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans TV. Joining me is Joel Dreesen. Hi, Joel. How are OTAs going for you?
You know, to be honest with you, I feel like I'm having my best OTA so far. We're going really well, actually. You know, I feel like I've spent a lot of time studying the cut-ups from last season as far as, you know, the running game and passing game. And I, you know, noted some areas in which I really wanted to improve. And I feel like I'm, you know, carrying that out on the field. And I feel like, to be honest with you, I'm, you know, having my best OTAs as a pro.
What areas did you want to improve in?
You know, it's just little things as far as like, you know, a first step as far as blocking or maybe, you know, getting separation on routes or even or something as little as getting off on the snap cadence, beating the, you know, defense off the balls, little things like that. And I think it's really helping me as far as like, you know, blocking as well as running routes.
Well, it seems like there's a big premium on tight ends who can catch passes and who can block. Do you feel like you're the complete package?
You know, I feel like I really am. I mean, Owen and I talk about it all the time. It's like we feel like, you know, we're good in there together because they don't know what we're going to do. They don't know if we're just running the ball. They don't know if we're throwing the ball. So I feel like I can do both. You know, I've been told I'm good at both but not great at either, which can be frustrating. But now I feel like I'm getting great at both. So that's encouraging. So just got to keep working, keep getting better.
All right, well, the Texans drafted two tight ends. Do you feel like there's a lot of competition now at this position?
You know, that's the NFL. I do. I mean, the Texans are going to figure out a way to help the guys raise their game, the guys that they have, and they're also going to bring in guys who, you know, could potentially be better also. So I figure I have to raise my game. And, you know, I would want to do that whether we drafted those guys or whether we didn't draft those guys. So I'm at a point where I feel like I'm really raising my game. And, yeah, there's definitely competition, but it's all for the better.
Well, I talked to offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan not too long ago. He said he was very excited about the tight ends that he has and that he was thinking about using a lot more two tight end sets. You know, where do you see yourself fitting into this Texans offense?
You know, I see myself fitting in, you know, just like we did last year, where, you know, I was the second tight end going in. Whenever we go to two tight end sets, you know, I would go in as well as, you know, spelling Owen from time to time. As well as doing all the special teams. So I hope to even play even more. Hopefully they have more confidence in me and I perform even better to have the ability to use those packages even more. You know, and we also, in the last game, we had a tray package in which we had, you know, three tight ends in there at times, and it was very effective as well. So I feel like me and Owen talk about this all the time. Is, you know, we want the tight end group to be, you know, raise the level of play for our offense, you know, to be a staple, you know, guys that can be counted on. So the more tight ends we can get in the game, the better.
All right, you guys don't have pads on yet, but what have you seen from these rookies, Anthony Hill and James Casey?
You know, mostly the rookies a little bit, and it's a hard business to come into as a rookie because, I mean, as cliche as it sounds, it really is a whirlwind. So they're rookies right now, but, you know, the one thing that they definitely are doing is their willingness to learn, willingness to listen to, you know, coaching. And they, you know, they're always asking questions to me and Owen about what to do, what not to do. So they're learning and they're getting better, and you know, they have to be commended for that.
All right, let's go a little off-season topic. You recently moved out of the house where you lived with David Anderson and Mike Brysel. You're, you know, all grown up now. How's the transition been?
Well, no, they moved out of my house. It was my house that they lived in, but that's okay.
You know, thank you for clarifying.
You're welcome. No, it's been really good, actually. It's been lonely at times. You know, David got that contract, so he had to go buy his own house, and he took Biscuit with him, and Stacy, my fiance, moved in with me. So it's been a transition, but it's going very well.
Now, Now, do you have any summer plans for after OTAs and minicamp?
I'm going to be getting married at the end of July, so that's my summer plans. It's an exciting time. I'm ready for it. I'm really excited. It's going to be a lot of fun, to say the least.
As always, thanks for listening. Be back on Tuesday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans.